This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The New York Yankees apparently have done it to the Boston Red Sox again. Less than 2 months after it appeared the Red Sox were going to acquire the American League's most valuable player, Alex Rodriguez, the Yankees snagged him over the weekend from the Texas Rangers in a stunning eve of spring training deal. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Do you think we can say on the radio what they're probably saying in Boston today?
No, absolutely not. It's unrepeatable on family radio. But, you know, when you look at the history of the Yankees and the Red Sox, this will go down as another chapter. Not necessarily in terms of this year, because the Red Sox still made two great moves in terms of pitching that will set them up for this season, acquiring Curt Schilling as a starter and Keith Falk as a closer. But Alex Rodriguez is only 28 years old. He's the best player in Major League Baseball. He may be the guy, not Barry Bonds, who someday breaks Henry Aaron's home run record as an infielder. And now it looks like he will spend the next 10, 12 years with Derek Jeter, another great potential Hall of Fame player, on the left side of the Yankees infield.
So are the Yankees a lock now?
No, they're not a lock. That's the great thing about baseball. The Yankees, with all the money they've spent, and by the way, the Red Sox have spent a few dollars themselves in the last few years, haven't won the World Series since 2000. Last year, the Florida Marlins, with less than half the payroll, beat the Yankees in the World Series. You don't buy world championships. You can buy being a contender. The Yankees have been in the playoffs for the last 9 years, and almost certainly will be in the playoffs again this year. So probably will the Red Sox. But when it comes to postseason and short series, what's the key to winning, Bob? You know, pitching. And the Yankees lost three of their top four starters during the offseason. So even with Rodriguez, they still have some question marks.
And the Yankees and the Red Sox both had great shortstops already.
Exactly. Well, Nomar Garciaparra is still in Boston, because he wasn't traded in the what would have been the Rodriguez deal back in December. And as you say, Derek Jeter makes almost as much money as Rodriguez. The Yankees' payroll is going to be extraordinary this year. They'll probably come close to $200 million. And it was only 6 years ago that people were oohing and aahing when their payroll went over $100 million.
There's a line from an AP story. The Yankees will have an infield whose contracts total $561 million, and that doesn't include second base.
That's right. Well, and second base is now going to be their bargain basement position. The way this came about, Bob, is that Aaron Boone, who was supposed to be their third baseman this year, was hurt in a freak accident playing pickup basketball. That's when Brian Cashman, the Yankees general manager, contacted the Rangers. But speaking of money, this trade may culminate the worst signing in the history of baseball, because Tom Hicks, the owner of the Texas Rangers, will now have paid Alex Rodriguez $140 million to play shortstop on a last-place team for 3 years. You can't do worse than that.
Will the commissioner okay this deal?
Oh, I'm almost sure he will okay this deal. The 99.9% deal, sure he'll okay it. First of all, it's a legitimate trade. Alfonso Soriano, who's going to Texas, is an all-star. It's not like they just unloaded Rodriguez for money. And also, I don't think Bud Selig is going to pick a fight with George Steinbrenner at this point in his life.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book, Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story, will be published late this month.